Hey, hi, Maddie. Hi, guys. Banks are open, number one. And number two, it isn't just the players at LSU that are high.
There's no doubt. That's what we call a contact high from the synthetic weed.
Absolutely. And number three is, you know, the Saints fans are complaining about getting screwed by New England.
Yep.
I'm a Raider fan, and I got two words for you. Tuck rule.
Oh.
Thanks, guys.
Yes, I got two more words for you. Walt Coleman, your good buddy. What's up, Bart? Bart?
Nola!
Columbus got to him, too! He can't talk!
Don't have a cow, man.
Poor Bart. I see what you did there.
Can everyone that calls in today mention something about the banks being open, please?
Yes.
Please.
So were they open yesterday?
Sure. Yes. Columbus Day is the lamest national holiday that's even remotely recognized. I changed my activities exponentially more for St. Patrick's Day.
Absolutely.
Less miles than I do for Columbus Day, with all due respect to...
It's not St. Patrick's Day.
Columbus Day. It's also not Christmas, it's not New Year's, and it's not Thanksgiving.
It was Canadian Thanksgiving.
Nobody cares about that.
It's time to talk Hog Football with the Jim's Razorback Pizza Report. Jim's Razorback Pizza, with three locations throughout Central Arkansas. Highway 10 just past Taylor Loop and Little Rock, just off the Morgan Maumelle exit, and in Hot Springs off Central Avenue at the Temperance Hill Square.
Oh, Razorback fans are frustrated. I wish we could go back to the good old days when we were fighting over the stadium debate and whether or not Mitch Mustain or Houston Nutt was right at the end of that argument.
They were so bright those days.
Tim Harris,
so much brighter.
Tim Harris joining us from SportingLifeArkansas.com on the Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. Hello, James.
Listen to Mustang yesterday and the preacher 2 weeks ago. I would lean toward Mustang's version.
I don't remember the preacher talking about it. What did he say?
He didn't, but he did in other... I don't think it came up the other day, but I mean, he's come up in other things.
Okay.
I mean,
oh, the preacher you're talking about, Nutt.
Yeah.
When you say preacher, I start thinking pigskin
preacher. The right reverend.
There we go.
The right reverend. I'm sorry. Not the preacher.
Sorry.
Not the pigskin preacher.
You confuse me.
Hey, and speaking of banks, banks are open today.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
It's against federal law to be closed 4 consecutive days, I believe. So they have to be open, whether it's a holiday or not.
Okay.
Even Columbus Day.
Most importantly, Columbus Day.
Was Columbus Day yesterday?
Yes, it was.
What we were talking about.
You know,
well, but that would be, if it was closed again today, that would be against...
The question was whether or not they were open yesterday, though.
I don't know. Were they?
Well, that's the thing.
Nobody
knows. That's the whole point. Nobody knows what the heck we're supposed to do on Columbus Day. Am I supposed to dress up like a turkey? I don't even know.
Cut my tongue out.
What am I supposed to do? I know I'm not supposed to
dress up like an explorer.
Yes. Yeah. Explore new lands.
I'd like to explore the ways Arkansas can win some more games in the SEC, but I'm not going to dress up for it, and I'm sure as heck not going to steal any maize.
Well, their offense can't lay an egg. That's for sure. I mean, because the defense isn't going to stop anybody. This game Saturday was what the Texas A&M game would have been probably identical to it if Brandon Allen had not played. You know, if they had to play Derby,
mm-hmm.
I think Brandon Allen's. I mean, for him to stand there and say it's not the shoulder, shoulder's not bothering me. I just don't buy it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't buy it. I find it hard to believe that his psyche can be that fragile after an interception again. And then, you know, his two top receivers almost back-to-back drop passes on him that stall drive. And, you know, I don't get why that's going on, but it is. But this defense isn't good enough to just be out there with an offense that's, shall we use the term, impotent. Impotent.
I don't like to use that term.
I know, but I see it used for other things besides,
yes.
You know, men's health.
Right, Right. Unfortunately, Jim, there is no pillar shot that can clear up the issues with the Arkansas offense at this point. It'd be, if only it were that simple.
Yeah, they need...
Coming soon to a drugstore near you. Offensive Viagra.
Yeah, can you go...
Okay, let's move on so we don't get in trouble.
Yeah, we're getting close.
I'm sorry. Who's that? Sorry, Jim. There's somebody on line three at CFCC. They'd like to have a word. We're going to move on now. I don't know how much better it's going to get offensively. Yesterday we started getting into this. I don't believe in moral victories. Apparently Jerry Jones is the only one left on the planet who does. But what is a good season for this team now? We can go ahead and assume that they're not going to make a bowl game. What's a good season, and what do you need to see to say they were as successful as they could be in the final five, six games of the season?
Well, if they were able to actually upset Ole Miss on the road, would be great. If they were to win the last two home in-state games, would be good. Anything less than that is, I don't think it's a step back. I mean, I think these guys are 4-8 players. And that's what they went last year with Tyler Wilson. You know, and I think they're trying to do a lot now. I mean, the guys making the best plays in the game Saturday were underclassmen, especially freshmen and sophomores and the junior punter. I thought the junior punter, if he had been a senior, he would have won the Crip Hall Award.
Yeah. He is the most valuable player on this team right now, and that's not always – well, that's almost never a good thing.
Well, think about this. I mean, he's done some great things for him. He put Rutgers on the 2-yard line. And guess what? I mean, in a game that was, what, still 24-14 and still in, I mean, it was still up in the air, but Arkansas could have shut the door. Arkansas lets them go 98 yards in 6 plays. Mm-hmm. You know, he pinned South Carolina the other day. It's 17-7. You know, they make that was really the only defensive stand.
Yeah.
10 possessions, 8 scores, 1 fumble on the Razorback 12 in this possession right there when
he's
required sack quarterback on the board.
He is brilliant. Unfortunately, he's getting way too much work these days.
And they had no business faking a punt with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the half. They should have just got to the dressing room. I think that had every bit to do with coming back out and just getting absolutely waylaid is everything. I think that was a real dumb coaching decision. It wasn't even unexpected. It was like, I mean, we were thinking it. It didn't, like, catch anybody by surprise, much less South Carolina. And there was a receiver open for Arkansas on the back punt, they said the second option, but he's a walk-on linebacker. I'm not sure he would have caught the ball anyway.
I don't know that it would have been that much different from what we've seen in the rest of the passing game.
Maybe not.
Jim, Jeff Long, named to the selection committee as the chairman yesterday, was announced. I saw there's a fake Twitter account called Evil Jeff Long that says it's the chairman of this is a tweet from him this morning. As the chairman of the selection committee, I'm going to go ahead and announce the top four. Alabama's defense, Alabama's offense, Alabama's special teams, and the University of Les Miles Grass Eaters. what do you think this – I mean, there is some upside, obviously, for him being on there. And then I saw a note – not to – you know, I'm not dissing Jeff Long. I like Jeff Long a lot. But Mark May went on and on about how he's the most knowledgeable guy about football, and he was the best – and I'm like, okay. I saw something
from
Mark.
How did he know that?
I know. That's what I was like. What are you basing that on? Nothing wrong with it, but I'm just asking. Anyway, bottom line is it's a positive thing for Arkansas, right?
It's a great thing for Arkansas, but I hope he's the most knowledgeable guy about football, because he sure as heck isn't the most knowledgeable guy about basketball and schedules, if you recall what I wrote a couple weeks ago.
I don't recall what I don't know that I've read anything
in
the last 2 weeks.
I asked him about how sorry the schedule was, and he defended it as, oh, it's a fine schedule, and we don't know what the RPI is going to be anyway, and, you know, all these teams are great and all this bit. So obviously he doesn't pay much attention to college basketball. I'm sorry, I kind of see for a loop, I guess.
I was trying to set Jeff Long up for some positive comments. He's not getting any today.
No.
Tough day in the zone. Everybody's bitter, angry.
Hey, it's great that he's...
Yes.
It's super. It's super that he's been added to that thing. It's great for Arkansas, and I guess they're, for at least the next few years, there won't be any conflict of interest.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's probably the case. It would
he
be
won't
awesome,
have to
though.
Recuse himself.
Well, if he had any guts at all, he'd say, I don't know how you guys could possibly keep Arkansas out of the top four next year. That would be awesome.
No, it's great. He's a good AD. I mean,
hey, I'm the chairman.
Don't get me wrong.
Arkansas is in. I'm the chairman. Sorry, guys. Too bad.
You know, if you're going to be conspiratorial, though, you might wonder, did he get this, or did the SEC push him that way? Is there any kind of like trade-off there? Is that why the LSU game's no longer Arkansas's last game? Was there some politics involved?
We can't give you that. What we will do is we'll give you Missouri instead of South Carolina as a permanent East opponent, and we'll make you the chairman of the selection committee.
Boom.
Sold.
So
now, now one other thing, Jeff. Yes? About that basketball schedule. So, yeah, they're playing Clemson. What more do you want?
They went 13-19 last year.
Oh, okay. Moving on. So basketball practice.
The best non-conference game in state is SMU, and the best thing about SMU is that Larry Brown's coaching them. But they weren't. But they, you know, weren't any good last year. But
I'm glad
we'll see.
I'm glad you brought up SMU, Jim, because I think there is a brilliant idea afoot over in the Greater Dallas area. The athletic director Rick Hart tells the Dallas Morning News that beer sales could soon be part of the basketball season at Moody Coliseum. They're also talking about expanding alcohol sales to Gerald Ford Stadium for football. Jim, it is an idea whose time has come, and especially on a season like this one and a season like folks are expecting in football next year, they will care a lot less about whether you have Pepsi or Coke at the stadium if you give them beer.
I think if you gave this the Arkansas fans hard liquor to put up with this season, they'd be pretty happy. They've got beer at the UALR game. But
right.
I think, and it's I don't know if it necessarily is the reason they get pretty good crowds or not. They do get good crowds over there, but I think it provides something. It certainly encourages maybe somebody who's sitting at home that might have just wanted to have their Stella at home and watch a game on TV to get out and see UALR play and there's nothing wrong with a cold one.
That's what I'm saying.
Kind of like going to Dickie Stevens.
Well,
there's a lot of people going to Dickie Stevens who aren't going to see the newest prospects for the Angels.
Yeah.
They're going to have a cold.
They don't play rotisserie ball. They're sitting outside enjoying the weather and taking a ball game.
The slide corner is quite the hangout on the weekend.
No doubt.
It's hopping.
There's no doubt. We've talked a lot about varying levels of revenue. I thought maybe if War Memorial at least could pick up some beer sales, they could probably shore up some of that gap in the amount of money raised between the two stadiums.
And it seems like it seems like War Memorial Stadium ought to be able to, because it's, I think in the Southeastern Conference there's something about a conference rule or on-campus rule, but this isn't on campus.
Nope.
I mean, this is a neutral site.
Right.
It's a road game as far as Brett Bielema is concerned.
Yeah, there's a reason why I suppose that Florida and Georgia's game is the biggest outdoor cocktail party?
The world's largest outdoor cocktail party.
That's probably why they're so thrilled about it, because they're off campus. Well,
yeah.
I know, but they're off campus and they can booze it up, I guess.
Well,
it's
the universities don't want to be called that, but I think the fans are very proud of it.
They live up to it.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's the only football being played in Jacksonville this year, so there's that.
Oh,
sorry, Chris.
Gold dagger through the heart.
Talk some baseball, Jim. Last night your Cardinals took it on the chin, but they've been giving it out more than they've been taking it lately. But Yasiel Puig, he is often talked about for so many different reasons, but I've never seen a guy celebrate like that on what turned out to be a stand-up triple.
Hey, he did a great job of turning what he thought was a home run and probably taking 10 seconds just to make it to first base into a triple. If he had started full bore, it might have been an inside-the-park home run.
We were talking about that. Now, it all worked out, so it doesn't matter, but that dude is he's confounding for both sides.
Yeah, he is. He's odd, but the Dodgers like him, and obviously the manager's a big fan of him, and so is the owner, Magic. He was really excited, it looked like, and the fans. It was really a tough game all around for the Cardinals. They looked like they were jet-lagged or seemed to leave their mental game at the hotel. I've seen that happen a couple of times here in the late part of the season, that it seems like John Jay is anywhere but at the ballpark.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with him.
I don't know, but I assume they'll be okay. The
what do they have, about 10 hits or something total in three games? It's really just...
It's playoff baseball,
hard to
believe,
right? They're still winning the series, but they're not manufacturing much at all. And, you know, I mean, Freeze goes out, whatever his name is, Descalso comes in, and he's left his game on the bench, you know, and starts running on a caught fly. It was just a weird game for the Cardinals. They'll have to obviously bounce back tonight. But the best thing for them is that, I mean, L.A. can't win it at home. This thing's going back to St. Louis no matter what.
Right.
Unless the Cardinals win the next two games.
The American League Championship Series also continuing. That is an afternoon game, 3:07 start. They're putting Verlander on the mound, which is good, as I told the Pigskin the other day, who's a devout Detroit fan. I always like to go with the guy who's hooked up with Kate Upton if I can. So,
safe bet.
Verlander's my choice. Interesting information in the Wall Street Journal today, Jim. The Tigers, of course, tied 1-1 with the Red Sox, could be the worst defensive team ever to win the World Series, at least in the last 100 years or so. They converted, get this, just 69.4% of batted balls into outs during the regular season, which ranked 27th in the majors. It is the lowest since 1921 for a team to win the World Series with such a lowly statistic in the defensive department. So apparently,
I
thought it was about pitching and defense.
It is about pitching, I guess, for them, over defense.
Yeah.
Scherzer, I mean, he pitched a great game the other night, didn't get the win. Sanchez, you know, obviously pitched, and the two relievers obviously pitched a sensational game in game one. I mean, they definitely one-upped things that were going on in St. Louis. It was amazing.
So, it
was Boston's comeback in the eighth and ninth inning on Sunday.
It was. Actually, we're going to play a highlight of that to set up our top 10 Tuesday list, which is the greatest calls in the history of sports, at least according to one man's list. There were a couple of good ones that came out of New England this week. That Grand Slam home run, which I'm going to talk more about in a second, and also the touchdown that Tom Brady threw to win the game with 5 seconds left.
Ponies, unicorns, and
it's miraculous.
It's crazy.
Everybody saw Torrey Hunter try to go over the wall and catch that home run, or at least most people did that watched the game. Torrey Hunter says, "I was trying my best to just stop the ball from going over the fence. I'd sacrifice my body if I have to. I've done that my whole career." He does, however, take some issue with the police officer who was out there, and he had a varying number of tweets. I saw a couple of them, I guess, about the police officer. He said, "I thought they were supposed to protect and serve. The guy didn't even help me." He said, and then he shouted out and gave some thanks to the relievers from Boston who did try to help him get back up after he went over the wall. But the guy's over there celebrating. He said, "Could you help me up and then celebrate?" I haven't read all the tweets, but I saw a note about it today. He said he was pretty beat up, but he'd be back, and he was gonna hang in there. He said, "Tough loss. I feel like I played a Sunday night football game. I'm sore right now, but I'll be ready to go on Tuesday." So good luck to Torrey Hunter bouncing back.
Yeah, it's probably a little harder for him at, 37 or 38 than it was 10 years ago. But he's
Don't
a
I know
bluffer.
It.
He's from Pine Bluff.
That's it.
He is a winner. Everybody from Pine Bluff is a winner.
He is
everybody.
Right. That's right, Jim.
That's right. Everybody. It's the greatest town to produce winners.
So
I hope both series go 7 games. That would be sensational baseball. This is the best time of the year. I almost want to hear that song you hear around Christmas time now, because this is the best. It's the most wonderful time of the year. How does it get any better than this? Football, baseball, basketball, hockey, all overlapping together.
It is awesome. If the teams I rooted for didn't suck quite so bad, I would be more excited about it. But
amen.
Arkansas. What's your football team?
Well, I mean, Arkansas is struggling.
I mean, pro.
Oh, well, the Packers.
Don't even talk to me.
The Packers, they're underachieving, but they're going to be fine. Yeah, Chris is a Chris is a Jacksonville fan.
Oh, my God.
Don't even talk to me about struggling.
Are you talking about the London Jaguars?
Yes, we'll be there soon. Don't worry.
London
they call it
Jaguars.
Football
it's
over
coming.
There.
It's coming.
They should, football.
You know what? As a punishment for being so terrible, they should put them in an even worse football town than London. They should stick them in L.A.
You stop it. We beat someone this weekend, and that man was Vegas, and that is a tough one to beat sometimes. Yes.
Yes, congratulations for covering the Vegas number. That's what Jerry Jones would call a moral victory.
Oh, well, if there's anything to be had, we get one.
Mm-hmm. Have at it.
Jerry right. Jones was in town this past Thursday. Got to visit with him a little bit.
What did he have to say about Tony Romo? Did you talk to him?
I didn't talk to him about Tony Romo, but I mean, I think he's pretty well made his feelings plain that he gives them the best chance, right? I mean, it's who they've got. I mean, who else are you going to put out there for them? He's like Brandon Allen. He gives the Cowboys the best chance to win today.
Tony Romo has the best fourth quarter, what is it, completion? Oh, quarterback
QBR.
Rating in the history of the NFL.
That can't be right.
It's true.
There's got to be some.
No,
there's
got to
be a missing number.
Like, it doesn't seem like that can be right.
That doesn't add up.
I don't know. That doesn't make any sense. 60% of the time, Tony Romo's right every time. That's all I can say.
That's all I know.
Jim, we got to go. We appreciate
can
the time.
I,
yes?
Can we talk about one last thing really quick? I know you got to go. But
you can do anything you want.
How about Rory? Rory and Caroline. They have split.
Yeah, it depends who you talk to, but I think that's probably true.
Well, it seems like, I mean, is it now being debunked again?
Yeah, I think there are varying sources reporting various things.
Rory?
But anyway, yeah, I guess it's...
Well, I mean, this is coming out of Ireland, so
it's
got to
be true. It's got to be true.
I mean, you know, it's coming out of a pub in Ireland.
That's where I get all my information.
Her picture of him sleeping was the final straw, you know. But he's having a rough go. I mean, he's got a lawsuit on his hands from his most recent agent, and things aren't going good for Rory. I hope he bounces back next year, but this has been pretty bad.
I do, too. It's Jim, we appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, thank
See you, Jim.
Maybe
See
she's
you.
Been dragging him down because he hasn't been worth a crap since he got with
she
her.
She hadn't either, though.
No, there you go. Maybe they'll be better apart.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.